6:45, this is WHYY's Morning Edition. The first person with COVID-19 to be placed on a ventilator at the University of Pennsylvania Hospital stayed on it for almost 3 months, way longer than usual. The 80-year-old man has finally returned home, which doctors say is nothing short of a miracle. WHYY's Nina Feldman has that story.
In February, Avram Wojtaslawski strapped on a harness, pushed off a platform, and soared over the tree line of the Costa Rican rainforest on a zip line. He was there to celebrate his 80th birthday and for an electronic music festival on the beach, one of his favorites.
There's 5 stages, so you can listen to anything you want. I go to house music.
His wife, Rita Wojtaslawski, says when they travel with their family, it's common for her husband to stay out all night dancing after everyone else goes to bed.
He wasn't going to miss a beat.
In Philadelphia, he spends the first few hours of each morning holding court at La Colombe in Rittenhouse Square near his house. He was such a regular there, they had a table with his name on it. He played racquetball and tennis and went water skiing and rode horses. And in early March, when he got back from Costa Rica, his family threw him a 250-person birthday party. His daughter, Gal Jurek, says he suffers from FOMO.
Do you know that phrase, FOMO?
No.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
So his wife is used to waiting for her husband to come home. But not for 81 days while he was on a ventilator. Not for 59 days that he spent in a medically induced coma. She couldn't sleep. Her daughters came to stay with her. She didn't know if he would be the same person when he came out, and neither did his neurologist.
And he said, but it's very possible that your husband had a few quiet strokes. Are you prepared to take him home?
Here's their other daughter, Tal Arez.
We battled with depression regarding that.
Yes.
Is he going to be the man that we want him to be, that he can be? And my mom and I had some pretty deep, dark nights about, you know, how's he going to live? We drank a lot of wine.
3 different times, doctors from the hospital called Rita and her daughters to tell them to prepare to say goodbye. But each time, Wojtaslawski made it through. When he came out of the coma, his vocal cords were damaged from being intubated for so long, and he could barely whisper. His muscles were so out of practice, he could hardly lift a finger. But he came home with the same brain he went into the hospital with.
And we feel that he's sharper than he was. And his sense of humor is better.
Like the other day, when he was out for a stroll with his physical therapist and his walker.
He saw 2 brides marrying each other, taking photos with the photographer. And he's like, wait a second. And he got into the picture with them.
You photobombed a wedding?
Yes.
I told them, put this picture in the front of your book.
Wojtaslawski was born in Russia during World War II. His parents had fled Poland when the Germans invaded, and his childhood was spent surviving, constantly outrunning the Nazis as they grew closer and closer. He went to Israel after the war, then America, where he says he did everything from carpentry to pumping gas. He's since done quite well for himself as a real estate developer and the owner of a large painting company.
From the hospital, I did 3 transactions. It's big.
Look, and why did why?
Because I love transactions. I love business. I love life. Just love life.
Physically, he's still very weak. He barely moved a muscle while on bed rest.
All right, hands on my shoulders.
But he gained strength each day doing physical therapy.
So remember, you have to shift all your weight over.
Walking fast, walking slow, step, go up the steps, go down the steps, pull your stomach in. So I'm having a hard time with that.
You did it!
He's still in a lot of pain from a giant bed sore he developed, a 12-by-12-inch open wound.
If I didn't have the bed sore, I would walk today, I would go to the office today. But it holds me back.
Aside from returning to work, Wojtaslawski's goal is to get back into his morning routine at La Colombe. But the cafe still doesn't have its seating out. So really, he hasn't missed out on much. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.